So when we move from one body to another, is there a complete transformation of the mind and complete conservation of mind and intelligence? What is its shape? So now, as dogs have less intelligence, so you're saying that if a person becomes a dog, then what happens to them? Is that the question? Okay. So now, there is conservation of the mind and intelligence in terms of they as objects. But apart from the object, there is the conception. At one level, the software is unchanging, in the sense that there's a particular area in the hardware, in the memory, where the software is stored. So that is not going to change. Now, if I have, say, C drive as my software drive, it's not the software is going to jump to D drive. The software is going to be on C drive only. But depending on how I am using my software, the browser at one level is the same. The browser's location in the computer is the same. But depending on how I am using the browser, you know, which sites I am visiting, those sites are coming in my autocomplete. They are going, my preferences, my settings, they are getting readjusted, my defaults are getting readjusted by how I use it. So say if I use a computer for 5 years and then I shift to another computer. Now, I may have my own Gmail ID where I have logged in. And then, now 5 years ago and after 5 years, my Gmail ID, if I go to a new computer, my Gmail ID will be the same. But during those 5 years, how I have used the computer, what have been my preferences, what I have been searching, what I have been reading. So my default preferences when I got that old computer and my default preferences when I get a new computer, they're going to be different. They're going to be shaped by how I have used the computer for 5 years. So in that sense, the mind is constantly changing. Every day that we are acting, every action that we are doing, especially some long-lasting action, that creates an impression. And that impression is, every impression is one sense of transformation. So the mind is constantly changing in reciprocation to the impressions that it is getting. But importantly, there is a major transition that happens from one body to another. So for example, if a soul goes from a human body to an animal body, and there is a substantial amount of reconditioning that happens, and there is an intermediate process during which that reconditioning takes place. But overall, the mind is constantly changing in terms of every impression causes a transformation. So the mind as an object, there is area and software stored in the computer, that is unchanging. In that sense, there is conservation. The location of the mind, or we could say the fact that the mind is an object is unchanging. But the content of the mind, the impressions within the mind, they are constantly changing.